God damn it. I told your dad that this whole canoe trip was a dumb fucking idea. Especially this late in the summer. Of course my folks went along with it, too, so I suppose the whole family is fucking stupid. Fuck, that water was so cold. Do you think they're coming back for us? They had to have seen us flip over. But it's been like an hour and a half at least. It's already nightfall. Fuck! Is the wood lighting? We need a fire! Here, let me help you. You're shaking so bad your hands must be raw. Damn it. We couldn't have taken some gear with us in our boat besides sleeping bags, could we? There, I see a spark. There, come on. There, it's catching. Thank God. Oh my God, your lips are blue. Are mine? We don't need fucking hypothermia. We need to get out of these wet clothes. And we should probably get in one sleeping bag together. I know we're cousins, but this is about survival, and we need to warm our bodies and dry off. There. Don't fucking gawk at my tits, you creep. Just get undressed and come here. Your hands are fumbling so bad. They must be numb. Here. Let me help you. There, don't be weird about it. I'm not looking at your dick. No shit, it's small and shriveled. We're freezing to death. I'd be more concerned if you had a huge boner while hypothermic in the woods with your naked cousin. How should we do this? The spot by the fire is clear of rocks. Let's lay there. Hey, pay attention to me. You're starting to fade. You need to stay awake. Stay with me. Here, just lay behind me and hold me close. You have my whole back against your front. There, like two spoons. Just hold me and breathe. We're gonna make it through this. We have a warm fire. We have warm bodies. Our families have to be looking for us. People have totally made it through worse situations, you know? Remember that show, I Shouldn't Be Alive, right? People got out of some bad shit on that show. We're gonna be fine. We'll just have an awkward story about naked spooning in the woods to tell the psychologist 15 years from now. You still awake back there? You're feeling warm already. I am too. Your hands are warmer. Your chest is warmer. Your feet are warmer. We need to get some rest in case we have to hike to find the rest of them tomorrow. You're a good cuddler. I'm not sure how comforting that is coming from your cousin. But still. I'm glad I had you in the boat with me to help me. Cousins take care of each other. What's that? Is that your dick? It's found its way between my thighs. I guess the body heat is really working, huh? You're still shivering, though. Can't you move it or something? Fuck. Okay, just be still. No, I didn't like it. But your cock was rubbing against my clit. So stop laughing. Stop it. I'm your cousin. If it wasn't so fucking cold, I'd move. This is fucked up. Are you moaning? I'm not trying to squeeze it between my legs. I'm just clenching up because I'm cold. No. No, don't move again. No, fucking stop. It's right on my... Oh, shit, stop. I know it feels good. But we can't. Please, just do something about that hard-on. No, not what I meant. Take your cock out of me. I'm your cousin. I'm your... Oh, fuck. Oh. Don't fuck me, please. It feels too good. God, how did this happen? You're fucking me. Oh God, my cousin is fucking me. Oh, no, 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 no. Yes, fuck me. We almost fucking died, and we saved each other. We deserve to get off. Yes, please, yes, fuck me. Fuck your cousin, I fucking need it. Yes, more, harder, deeper. Yes, you what? You're gonna come? Me too, baby, me too. Yes, you come inside me. Come inside me, so your load can keep me warm inside. Yes. I think we'll definitely sleep better now. Thank you. Tomorrow, we'll wake up. We'll do it just once more. We go find those fucking parents of ours. Deal? Good. We'll go to sleep. And leave him just where he is. Good night, cuz.